How do you know if you are in love?
If you're like me and you had never been in a serious relationship before or never been in love, it's really hard to tell if you are falling in love, if you just really like somebody, or if you are in love. So these are some signs that at least I went through to figure out if I was in love or not. And yes, it's 2 p.m. and my breakfast burrito just showed up at my door, so I'm gonna eat this while we chat. Do they make you nervous? So apparently butterflies are actually a red flag, but in my situation, I would say butterflies or the fact that my partner made me very nervous was a really good indication for me to know that this person genuinely excited me and they made me feel giddy inside. So that was the first indication. Second, do you only see them? And I'll explain this. When I walk into a room, the only person that I ever see is Jess. When I'm out and about, I can objectively say that people are attractive or like good looking, but I never look at them in a romantic way. And even some of the people that I used to be attracted to, they now seem ugly to me. I don't know how to explain it, but basically Jess is the only person that I ever see. And that was a huge indication to me that I was just completely closed off to anything else and I was falling in love. Does this person make you feel safe? This was a huge indication for me. I don't know if it's a Sagittarius in me or what, but I'm extremely closed off. It's really hard for me to be vulnerable. But a way that I knew that I was in love was I wanted to be vulnerable with my partner. I wanted to open up and I felt safe enough to do so. Does this person genuinely make you happy? Something as simple as getting a text from them. Does it make you smile? Does being with them genuinely fulfill you and make you happy? When you talk about them, do you light up? Those were all things that made me realize, like, I'm down bad. Is the scariest thing that you can think of losing them? There was a moment in time where I thought that we were going to end things and I had a full-on mental breakdown, basically. Like, I was pacing around my apartment and crying, thinking that we were ending things, and just the thought of losing her made me realize I'm in love. If you really take the time to think about what your life would be like without this person, and if you think about it and you're okay with that, you might not be in love. Way too many things to unpack, so we're gonna go to a part 2.